saved from home, different ones of them, and their revival's still a-going. And Brother and Sister Curtis was with them last night and this morning. Amen. And they're just having a wonderful time. And besides that, if they come in before the service over with, we'll try to get them to give us a fresh report on what's going on down there. Amen. All right, let's read from the book of Jude, the only chapter, verse 1. We'll read 3 verses tonight. Amen. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew 6:22. And I should offer somewhat of an apology to Brother and Sister Rose and their daughter and Brother and Sister Collins. At the dinner table today, I had reason to quote part of one of these verses. And I already had my text, but my text was up higher, and I was plumb surprised when I found what I'd quoted to them in my text tonight. Amen. Matthew 6:22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Listen at that. Thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Let's go to Luke and see his words on that. Luke, the 11th chapter, 34th and 5th verses. Amen. Luke 11 and 34 and 35. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Amen. I would like to, if I could, I would like to kindly tailor this message tonight to the young people. Amen. You may have think we've forgotten you, but you are included among all people, and this whole revival has been for you also. But I felt like tonight I felt impressed of the Lord to kindly gear the message tonight to our young people. Amen. Jesus loves you too. And you are not the church of tomorrow. If you get saved, you are the church of today. You're as much of the body of Christ as we are. And we are only part of the whole body of Christ. They're not all here. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible says, let no man despise thy youth. And if you wouldn't mind to get me kind of zeroed in here about how many I'll be preaching to. And again, my message is for everybody. Everybody. Amen. But to get me kind of geared in here to know kind of how many I've got tonight to preach to, would everybody under 30 years old stand up just a moment? I'll not embarrass you. Everybody under 30. Well, God bless you, everyone. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God sent me here to preach a revival. Amen. I honestly believe he did. I believed it 7 weeks ago, and I believe it now. Amen. And I come for a revival. Amen. And I come from the very first saying I was going for broke. Amen. One reason I'd like to preach to the young people tonight, a young person can put it all out to the stake easier than us older folks do. We have learned to be kind of reserved. Amen. Tell you the truth, we may have put a lot of things out to the stake, and the stake wasn't worthy of what we put out there. Amen. But when you put everything to the stake for Christ, you're doing it right. Us older folks have learned to not put all your eggs in one basket. But it depends on which basket it is. If it's God's basket, I'd advise you to put every egg you got in his basket. Every one. Go for broke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'd like to say to these young folks, I'm 64 years old. Amen. And you may say, you can't relate with me. Listen at me. I can relate with you better than you can relate with me. Because I've been where you're at. And you ain't never been where I'm at. Amen. Amen. You know, once upon a time, I was 13 years old. You wouldn't believe it now, but I was. Honest I was. And the Lord gloriously saved me when I was 13. Amen. Hallelujah. Then when I was 14, I got a closer walk with God. Yes. And I felt my call into the ministry while I was 14 years old. I didn't respond to that call till I was about 15 and a half. But I felt it, nevertheless. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, young folk, you may feel like that you need to wait till you get older to serve the Lord. That's the devil give you that feeling. And you'll find he'll run you around. He'll be willing for you to decide what you want to do if you'll let him put the date on it. And he'll keep running that date ahead of you till you get so far gone, till then he'll grab it up and set it back there where it was when God first dealt with you. And he'll pronounce your doom. You're too late. Don't listen at him none of the time. Don't ever listen at him. Praise God. If you're a boy tonight, 60 years old, and you ain't never obeyed the Lord, why not just become a child in his kingdom and just humble your heart? Amen. God can still use you. And you young people, God would like to have your life under his complete control now. Amen. He'll save you heartaches and sorrow. Not only so, but he'll multiply your joys. Amen. That's the truth, if I ever told it. Amen. And you see, the light of the body is the eye. Now, I'd like to tell you I need to say this. Folks, it's been a teaching and a preaching all around my text tonight, this morning. Doc told me tonight while Brother Collins was preaching, especially on the last of his message, said it sounds like to me he just smoothed out the road for you to go. I said, yeah. Somebody spoke up. It was Brother Richard this morning. Didn't he say, sometime when we say, I see, it don't mean with these eyes. It means we've grasped it. We understand. Amen. And this eye here, it didn't say the light of the body is the eyes. Did y'all notice that? Not the eyes, but the eye. The eye. I've already preached to you in this meeting that seeing eye, the hearing ear, and the seeing eye, the Lord made both of them. Young people, while it's easy for you to grasp something, understand something different, amen, it'd be good if you'd give God your life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the light of the body is the eye. And it said, if thine eye be single, one purpose, one goal, one understanding, not double-minded. Well, you older folks, say amen if I'm saying that right. If your eye be single, listen, friend, you ain't never going to do nothing for God or yourself if you see everything two ways. Because, praise God, a double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. Amen. And I just wish that a lot of us older folks could lose a lot of things we've learned. Amen. Like learning how to look back down the road while we're trying to look up the road. Amen. Amen. We need a single eye, a single understanding, a single perspective. Amen. Help me preach. Looking unto Jesus. Jesus. We need to look and run. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Did you young people notice this scripture I read in Matthew 6:22? Says, if therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body is full of light. Now that's a wonderful place to be. Amen. All that's within you is full of light. You don't have to hide nothing. Don't have nothing in the closets in your heart. In the closets, just as light is out in the bedroom and in the living room. Come on. Oh. Oh. One little squirt of happiness, like perfume, will go through that whole house. That's the reason older folks can even get saved. And the joy don't run deep enough. They have too many doors shut and too many dark places. Uh-oh. Come on. And the joy don't ever get where it's hurting the worst. Amen. 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 And they promised herself, young folks, let me tell you. I don't mean to betray them, but they promised herself. If I ever get in another good meeting like that, I'll open up that other door. Amen. But that's when the meeting's over. Amen. Amen. And the devil don't care how. He leaves that door shut. He can leave it sealed with a promise. Next time, I'll open it. That's just as good as he'd like. Because he'll come up with something else by next time. He hopes he's got you stumbled to where you don't only have the closet door shut. You close the bedroom door time God moves the next time. Amen. And if he can, he'll get you out of that by telling you, let's wait now. Let's wait a while. And by the time next time comes, darkness has crept all the way down to the hall. And it'll crowd you plumb out of the kitchen and the dining room to where you don't have nothing but the living room left. Amen. Where you let your friends in. Amen. And if he can get that full of darkness, You'll be the most miserable person in Ohio. Amen. Oh, help me, preach. Do you believe the whole body can actually be full of light? I mean, the entire body. Glory. Glory. Well, you see, I may be different, but at 64 years old, I believe the whole body can be full of light. I still believe that. Amen. One preacher fired back at me and said, if Havis thinks that everybody that's got skeletons in their closet is in trouble, we've all got skeletons in our closet. I said, speak for yourself. Hallelujah. How in the world can you have a skeleton in your closet when your whole body is full of light? Amen. Amen. Oh, I wished I could preach. Amen. If I could, I'd preach to you about the light of God. And God is light. And when God delivered of the Jews in the days of Esther and Mordecai, the Bible said they had light and gladness. Amen. Well, help me preach. I tell you, young folks, this revival will never be complete until every one of you all gets in this altar and rededicates, reconsecrates. Amen. Swing open every door and let the sunshine in. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, why, preacher? You can do something I can't do. Hey, amen. Because I'm too old for some things, especially speed. Amen. I want you to know, though, that I can carry the torch higher and run faster with it than any backslid 20-year-old man in the world. I said I can hold it higher and run faster with it than anybody that's living in sin. Hallelujah. Oh, help me while I preach. Listen, young folks, I'm not inviting you to a little dark corner somewhere. No. No. I'm inviting you to the light of God that when it shines on you, it'll shine in you. And not only so, it'll shine through you. And it just could be, if he shines through there enough, it'll be just like Brother Collins is preaching to us, that the Lord reached through Peter and healed the sick. He even preached that on the shadow side of Peter, there was enough of the power of God to heal the sick. And let me tell you, young folks, something else. I may be too old to carry this final message to this world, but if I am, God's going to save somebody in my meeting that has young blood and young muscles and young bones, and their heart is just as true, and they'll give it to God. Hallelujah. And they'll bear the last message before the coming of the Lord to a lost and dying world. Hallelujah. Am I making any sense? The whole body shall be full of light. Let me make another pass and see if I can get closer. Amen. I appreciate a good childhood. My parents wasn't Christians when I was a boy, but I appreciate an honest mother. Amen. Amen. And she told me, Havis, you don't have to do every little thing just right. But you're going to be honest or I'm going to beat you plumb to death. Amen. And she could take a peach tree limb, she knew how. he could take a peach tree limb about this long. With that end running plumb to point, and you know this end ain't very big. And she could make it wrap all the way around. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I don't reckon you ever kill nobody flipping them on the calves of their legs. I don't reckon. If you had, I'd have surely died. Yeah. You don't know how I appreciate that now. I told her before she left me in this world that I appreciated it. But if I could tell her now, I'd tell her better. I appreciate a good childhood. Let me say a little more. Our daughter attended the University of Oklahoma. The Lord so fixed it, we pastored church in Norman, Oklahoma at that time. And she got all 4 years of her. She got her bachelor's degree there. And we bought her a Volkswagen to drive the mile there and back and around town. And she served the Lord. Amen. You don't have to backslide to get an education. You'll get a better one if you'll be true to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And she drawed some attention while she was in college, high school too, but in college. She drew some attention. And I remember one of the older professors one day stopped her and said, young lady, excuse me for being so rude, but it's just nice to see a lady that looks like a lady. He's well. Amen. One day a young girl said to her, she didn't know Mary Ellen, she'd saw her on the campus, passed and repassed. If you've ever been on campus, you know children there sometimes have to hurry from one class to another. They had met and passed many times. This young lady was walking the same way she was one day, and she asked her name and asked her where she lived. She said, here in Norman. She said, look, I guess you've got a curfew even, haven't you? I think your parents are so old-fashioned till you've got a curfew. Marilyn said, yes. I don't reckon I need it that bad, but I'm to be home every night unless I have special permission by 10 o'clock. And she said, my dad told me when I was 18, Marilyn, I've made your choices for you. It's time for you to go making them for yourself. And I said, oh, no, Daddy, don't do that. I don't want to. My legs are too wobbly. I can't make my choices yet. I said, yeah. You need any advice, call me, but you're to make your choices. So she says, I see that I'm in every night at 10 o'clock. That girl said, you lucky thing. I can be gone 3 days and my parents don't ever miss me. Amen. She said, you don't know how my heart yearns if somebody just cared where I was and what I was doing. Let me leave that there and tell you, we that's had a good childhood, oh, that's priceless. Amen. I'd like to say a few things, and years ago I wouldn't have said this, but we're living in a day that people speak a lot plainer, and our young people are used to plain English. Amen. If you was raised by parents that did their best to see that you wasn't introduced to sin, such as pornography and sex, amen, till you got old enough to be responsible, you need to raise your hands and thank God for it. There's many children, their minds are already blown by drugs and different things before they're grown. Amen. Amen. But listen, if you have a good childhood, there's something there I can relate with you about this. The whole body is full of life, full of light. You know, people that had a good childhood, they always look back at that. Always look back at that. Amen. Childhood at mama's knees. Amen. Sweetest days on earth. Except another day I know about. Sweetest days on earth. No condemnation. No guilt. Amen. No seared conscience. Amen. Just a common, ordinary little boy or girl growing up. Amen. Asking a million questions. Can't be still a minute. Amen. Ah, that was the days, wasn't it? I remember when I was 6 years old, my older brother offered me a nickel. And in 1936, a nickel was big money. Amen. Amen. It'd buy a pop, a soda pop, a knee high. Yeah, one nickel. He offered me a nickel if I'd be still 1 minute. The whole family accused me, "You've swallowed a wiggle worm and you can't be still." Well, I laid down on the floor and laid as still as could be. Amen. And when the minute passed, my brother said, "You wiggled." I said, "I didn't." He said, "You wiggled your toe," and the whole family saw me wiggle. Well, I couldn't be still. Just couldn't be still. Full of life and energy. Wanting to do something. Amen. Young people, you need to live for God while you're wanting to do something. There'll be a day, I don't care who you are, you'll have to make yourself a speech to get yourself up and going. Amen. And it'll come sooner than you thought it would. If you live for God, it probably won't come as soon as it will otherwise. Amen. Amen. But oh, for them carefree days. Well, I want to tell you, when the Son of God comes in your life, He's the light of the world. And He'll fill every crevice in your life. Every cranny, every deep place within you will be filled with the light of God. And, as the Bible says, He shall return to the days of His youth. That's childhood. Amen. Amen. If there's a better day on earth than childhood, it's the next day after you've been born again. Amen. Amen. And every day you live for God gets sweeter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to you tonight that old-time religion is not to just have a revival on. Old-time religion is an everyday affair. If you permit it to be, amen. Help me preach, amen. The reason folks are dark on the inside, they took that candle that God put in there and put it under a bushel, put it under a bed, didn't set it upon the candlestick. Glory! Glory to God! I tell you, we need to hold the light of God high. Amen! High! We moved. We've done quite a bit of moving in our day. We moved from the town where we had electricity back to the country where we had a kerosene lamp when Mary Ellen was two years old. And she made it fine in the country all the time till at the supper table. And at the supper table every night she'd get horrified and scream and cry, and she was so tore up we couldn't tell what was wrong till every time she'd cry at the supper table, it got to her that instead of me trying to take care of her, I watched her to see what was affecting her. And you know what I found? I found that light sitting in the table. Every one of us had a shadow on the wall. And she wasn't afraid of us, but she is afraid of that shadow. Amen. Amen. And she is just having a time. I mean, just horrified. And I caught her looking at my shadow across the table. I could tell she wasn't looking at me. And oh, she just went plumb berserk. And her mother picked her up. And when she did, she put her across her shoulder. And she saw her and her mother's shadow back there. And that is worse than ever. Because there's a big shadow got a little shadow. Do you know how we solve the problem? I told her, we raise the light. The higher the light, the shorter the shadows. Huh? If the shadows are long at your house, you ain't got Jesus near high enough. Put him right up over your head. You'll hardly have a shadow. I said, you'll hardly have a shadow. I tell you what, we need some young folk to carry the light. Amen. We need some young folk to let their light shine. Amen. So you will find that most big revivals, before they really broke out good, the young folks got on fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The old folks bear grudges, and they'll tell you. The folks lives on that side of town, you just well to forget them. And this and that and different color, you just well to forget them. Come on. And that and over there, he's either Republican or Democrat. One, I forget which. But both of them's contrary. You just well to leave them alone. You'll get in a fuss if you go over there. Young folks don't have no prejudice. Help me, while I preach. Young folks don't hold no grudges. Come on. And we need somebody to bear the light that won't weave. Won't go around nobody, but will run right through. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just preaching to you. Amen. And if Jesus can use a little donkey, and if Jesus can use a rooster, and if Jesus can use fish, and if Jesus can use sheep and goats, and what have you, what can he do with a young man or a young woman that'll give all of their life to him? I tell you what he can do. He can anoint them all over with the oil of gladness and set them afire. Show this lost world the way to the top of Mount Zion. Fire the torch. Just fire the torch. Amen. There will be a day in the last day that people will flow to the mountain of the Lord. Appeal, I mean. What are they doing? There's the torches going up. Follow them torches. Help me while I preach. And the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. Not nobody else. Just the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. Amen. Are you listening, young people? Amen. There was once a little maid was captured in battle by the Syrian army out of the land of Israel. If she had been older, she would never have tried to help her mistress' husband. Amen. She's full of prejudice. She'd give all her time to thinking about escaping, getting away. But you know, after she is captured in battle, it didn't take much of good treatment to win her heart. When she found waiting on her mistress that the madam's husband had leprosy. Far as I know, just one dark spot. Amen. It don't matter if you've just got a spot of leprosy the size of a quarter. You're right. If you've got AIDS in its first stage, you're right. Come on. Leprosy, no cure. He was a mighty man, but he had the leprosy. And this little old maid told her mistress, "Seem that I've always pictured her, and maybe I don't know, but I never was a little girl, but I've been a little boy. And the most of my playmates when I was little was girls." Amen. I had cousins that were girls that lived close. And I know something about how little girls do. Amen. I've always pictured her. She come up to her mistress and she says, "If Naaman, my master, was in the land of Israel, there's a prophet over there. He can recover him of that leprosy." Help me preach. She was the only messenger he ever got. Amen. Oh, I wished I could preach. And you know why salvation ain't work no better than it does? It just goes to working, and then the big folks gets it into politics. Somebody went and told Naaman, that little maid out of the land of Israel, says there's a prophet in the land of Israel that can recover you of that leprosy. He went and told the king, and it got in politics right there, you see. And the king wrote the king of Israel a letter. The little girl could have told him if they'd asked her, no. He don't know nothing about it, and besides, he don't even believe in it. Come on. Come on. He's against it. Amen. The prophet that was prophet before this one was, he sought to kill him. They had it all their life. No use sending him. Amen. Come on. So the king of Syria wrote the king of Israel a letter, said, "I'm sending my servant Naaman to you that you can recover him from leprosy." And they took money, gold talents, silver talents. They took changes of clothes. I mean, the latest mode fashions over in Syria. "We'll pay you with clothing. We'll pay you with gold. We'll pay you with silver. Just recover this leprosy." Why, the king of Israel thought the king of Syria was seeking a quarrel against him. That's the way it gets when it gets in politics. I don't care if it's political politics or church politics. Once it gets in politics, it's right. It's dead. Won't go no farther. Amen. Amen. Help me preach. You young folks say amen. Praise God. Amen. And the man of God heard about the situation. Sent the king of Israel, said, "Send him down to me, and he'll know that there's a prophet in Israel." Praise God. There's a God in Israel. Well, you know the story. He come down there and the prophet didn't even come out. Sent him word, said, "Go dip yourself in Jordan 7 times. And him, just like any grown man would do, just pitched a fit. "Don't he know who I am?" Yes, he knows you're a leper. And you'll be dead for long. And if you ain't careful, you'll give it to your whole family before you die. And that'll hurt you worse than dying yourself to see your children. But come on. "Don't he know I'm the mighty Naaman?" Not now, you're not. You must humble yourself like a little child. He turned away in a rage, and his own servants, who were closer to children, than grown folks. I mean, you know, big shots won't hardly let their servants grow up. I mean, they keep them down in the dust. Amen. Huh? Come on. Praise God. Am I getting it across to you young folks? I don't know. Am I really? Amen. And they said, Master, if he'd have told you to do some great thing, you'd have done it. But now he just said, go wash and be clean. I believe if I was you, I'd try it. Won't hurt nothing. You ain't got nothing to lose. And listen, young people, ain't you lived long enough already to see that that world out there is a bidding for you? Going to take you away from the house of God. Amen. Going to take you away from reality. Amen. You ain't got nothing to lose to come here and be renewed like you ain't never been new. Say, we're in a new revival. Amen. The highway of holiness ain't never had a revival like this one. Amen. Amen. Say, you can have a brand new experience the old time way. And if God calls you to preach, you won't be one of these modern preachers. You'll be a prophet walking right out of the Old Testament. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You'll be a prophet that the devil will know. And not only so, but the birds of the air will know. Amen. Amen. Listen, friend, I'm promising you a future. If you give your heart to God, you don't only have a promise of the life that now is, but of that which is to come. Amen. Can you tell? Old time holiness ain't hurt me much. Praise God, I've had it over 50 years. And still preach with more fire the Holy Ghost than any man-made preacher alive. You hear me preach? Oh, God help us. I'm telling you, young folks, you're going to miss your boat if you don't give God your heart when you're young. Amen. Amen. You're forsaking your own mercy. Get your life in His hands as soon as you can, because He's a wise master builder. He knows how to put your life together. They talked Naaman into trying it. And it was dipped 7 times. He tried once and twice. Didn't get a bit better. Hey, wait a minute. Some of this you don't get gradual. There's other things like healing. Sometimes you begin to amend. Salvation, you don't get it gradual. He dipped one time and didn't get it. Come on. He dipped the second time and didn't get it. Come on. Oh, why don't you old folks just get to thinking? I told Brother Ronnie tonight. He was telling me about the reason he wasn't here last night. I just about had to shout, and I guess I'd have been shouting a little bit if Brother Collins hadn't started his message and I had to leave Ronnie alone. He got out of working yesterday. Got out of working. And he just worked and worked and worked and done everything till when he finally come in the house about night and sat down in a chair, he just fell asleep. Now, ain't that a good report for a fellow that's been perfectly miserable for 10 months? Oh, you said, oh, I know the world said, oh, that's put on. That wasn't put on, he's doing in that recliner. Amen. And that work wasn't put on. And I told him, I said, Ronnie, you've got to be careful. You're not as old as you used to be. Did you hear me? I was giving him a good lineup, Brother Collins, about you ain't as old as you used to be. You better take care of it. You'll work yourself plumb to death here. Amen.
bed, thinking long as it don't hurt, you're all right to work. Why, praise God. Amen. He shall return to the days of his youth. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't some of you older folks loosen up and let these young people know that you can have old time religion right down in this modern day. Glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He dipped five times and wasn't a bit better than he was when he started, far as physically. Six times. But thought he'd come out and call on his God and strike his hand over the place. Huh? Amen. All the rest of him didn't need it but that place. Oh, we used to sing a song for altar call. Just as I am. Amen. Praise God. One part says, to rid my soul of one dark blot. To thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. O Lamb of God, I come. Amen. Oh, help me preach him. It don't take as much light, praise God, in a light room. If the room's painted black, amen, your light don't go very far. But when you get rid of all the dark blots, amen, the light will bounce off of the wall and hit the ceiling. Off of the ceiling and hit the floor. Glory. Wouldn't your life be better off if your whole entire body was full of light? Amen. Can you imagine how you'd be? Oh, folks, let your imagination wonder, how would it be for my whole body to be full of light? Oh, glory. Brother, that's the faith once delivered to the saints. Don't let nobody kid you, that's it. Amen. When Jesus comes in, and amen, you know you're full of light. A light, you'll know it, you'll know it, you'll know it. Won't nobody have to tell you, you'll know it. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I wished I could preach him. I used to wonder why they made little light bulbs. I thought they all ought to be about 100 watt. Amen. But I found out if you've got a small walk-in closet, 100 light bulb in that small walk-in closets, too much. I mean, it got so much light in there. You can't hardly, amen. So you get a 25-watt bulb and put it in a place that needs a 25-watt bulb. Come on, help me preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, but your whole body can be full of light. Amen. Maybe I hadn't preached. And maybe I'm too old to stir you young folks up. If I am, would some of you young people come up here and give Jesus your heart and let the light of the world come in and show me how to do it? I must tell you right now, brother, I'll not be far behind you. Amen. Just look straight ahead. Pay me no mind. Hallelujah. I've done the best to preach to you. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to boast, but I do need to tell you the truth that at our little school, amen, our school where the children from our little church goes, amen, when they give the awards out, they keep calling them names from Fletcher's Chapel. Amen. Amen. Somebody accused one of my own granddaughters. I said, you got all the awards, didn't you? No, she said, my cousin over there got some. Listen, children, you may not know it, but you can get a better education if there's no condemnation. Every one of you is going to school. You're planning on getting a diploma. It'd be wonderful if you'd get an education to go with it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Or you say, oh, Brother Crawford, you're too old-fashioned. I read about three Hebrews that was young. They carried them away to Babylon and was going to feed them good and send them to school. Amen. Amen. They'd been brought there in captivity. Amen. But these four of them fellas had a purpose in their heart, that they wouldn't defile themselves with this world. And the man that is over them, they knew enough to not get bitter and hard. See, they were a conquered people. Their parents had been killed. Amen. They had been led away captive. Amen. And they requested to him, said, look, it's going to be a long time before the king wants to see us. Try us on beans and peas for 10 days and see how we look. And you know what? God blessed them beans and peas till at the end of 10 days, they were, wasn't it 10 times fatter and fairer than the others? Don't ever be ashamed because you're poor. It ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. You live for God, and He'll make you the head and not the tail. I said, young people, I'm talking to you. He'll make you the head and not the tail. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they went to questioning Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, and Daniel, oh, what wisdom they found in them. They found something that wasn't in the textbook. They finally said about Daniel, said the wisdom of God, of the gods, is in him. Amen. Amen. Young people, you've got the advantage if you just knew it. Live for God. You've got the advantage. You've got the advantage. You've got the advantage, I tell you. And the devil's putting out his propaganda, telling you you can't never be nothing and be holy. You can be anything worthwhile and be holy. I'll tell you what you can't do. You can't commit suicide of being holy. You'll never blow your mind on drugs of being holy. Neither will you ever have lung cancer of being holy. You don't contract that worst kind of cirrhosis by being holy. Help me while I preach. Amen. Live holy. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways. Come on, help me. Live holy, I say. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He'll direct your path, and you will never end up in the divorce courts. I ain't throwing that in nobody. But if you look back, you may be a good Christian now. Hey, praise God, your companion may walk off and leave you. But was you praying? Did you seek God when you chose that companion? Did you fast 3 days to ask God to drive your instincts the way they needed to go? Praise God, instead of lusting after the flesh and beauty, amen, amen, and missing the finer things of life, such as faithfulness and wisdom. Glory! 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 Hallelujah! I tell you, you want the advantage? Walk with Jesus. Amen. I'll just have to say, like they used to say on the CB, you got it, come on. Amen. Somebody yelling they wanted somebody. Finally they had some say, you got him. Go ahead. Amen. Listen, friend. When you got Jesus, You got it.
You got it.
Oh, let me say a little more to you. Praise God. I'd love to get back to you every night, but I may not. You say, but Brother Havis, there ain't none of them true old-fashioned girls anymore. Well, let me talk to you. God's got a few true old-fashioned girls. But he's got them in his reserve. And he won't let nobody have them. But a good old-fashioned boy that's in his reserves. I'm not a matchmaker, not at all. But there's a few couples, even years ago, some of them has grandchildren now, that something about her reminded me of him. Something about him reminded me of her. It took me a long time to figure it out. But they is both in God's reserve. Amen. Amen. It'll pay you to wait for the best. Amen. After my first wife passed away, my first wife was a jewel. Oh, her family would all tell you. Her daddy told me, says, I have several children, but ain't got no other child like Lois. He said it in front of them. And the other children would agree among themselves. And you know who God gave that girl to? Havis. Amen. Amen. We lived together and carried this gospel for over 29 years. God called her home. The devil said loudly, and he had a lot of voices with him, you'll never find another like Lois. Amen. Well, I said, God, I've been out of the wife-picking business now for almost 30 years. And I didn't know nothing about it that first time. You just chose for me. And I said, Lord, these women in this world could deceive me quicker than you could bat an eye. Make me think their beauty was it went plumb to the bone, and it don't. Amen. And I prayed like those apostles prayed. Only they prayed, Lord, you know the hearts of all men. And I prayed, I said, you know the hearts of all women. Amen. Amen. And I actually told him, I said, I don't care whether she's good looking or not. If she'll pray for me, and if she believes in holiness, and will hold her head up while I preach, if she'll do me justice and stick by me when she knows I've lived right, you just pick her. Let me see she's got that. And you know what? My speech pleased the Lord. Amen. And he told me, said, Havis, I'm going to give you one with all them things too. But she's going to be so good looking, you won't never get over looking at her. And I ain't. Young people, before you face the many pitfalls, the many snares, before you face the enemy of your soul that's a super deceiver, you need a light of the world in here. Amen. And when you're all full of light on the inside, you see a young lady or young man you'd like to talk to, check your light. If you cast a little shadow over it, amen. Buy them a hamburger and take them home and let that be the last of it. Amen. Marry somebody full of light. I've done my best to preach, and I don't know. I might have got too serious for you young people. But for a beginning, would you let the light of the world come in your heart tonight?
And if he's been there and you know the light in your soul's growing dim, will you come back to God tonight? Amen. Let him trim your lamp. Amen. Let the reset button be pushed. Amen. Will you? Will you, young people? Amen. Hallelujah. I've got time for you. If you've got problems, amen. Come to Brother Collins, Sister Collins, me or Sister Dot. Amen. We got time for y'all. Amen. Amen. Oh, God help us. If we don't get some more young men like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and like Daniel, our church is going to be a thing of the past one of these days. If we don't get some more young ladies like Esther and Rebecca and Rachel, and I could name them on and on, we're going to soon run out. Amen. Hallelujah. I guess I preached long enough. Young folks, will you give the Lord your heart? Will you actually and sincerely walk this aisle? Kneel and let Brother Havis, Brother Collins, Sister Dot, and all the household of faith kneel with you and pray till your whole body becomes full of light. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Us older folks may have to pray quite a while. But once you young people make up your mind, usually one prayer does it. Amen. Let's sing when you're ready. Oh, hallelujah. Are you going to come? Are you persuaded to serve the Lord? Do you know Brother Havis is telling you right? Let's stand. If I could get you to believe what I'm telling you, this would be the first day of the rest of your life.